This is case number 12,739. Terry Harmon seeks a variance from the minimum lot width requirement, sections 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Frankfurt School Road, approximately 0.56 miles from Thatcher Street. The 911 address is 30410 Frankfurt School Road, Frankfurt. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 1, Parcel 21. And specifically, the applicant requests a 34.33-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement for a lot. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Would you like to come forward and be sworn in, sir?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Terry A. Horn.
And your address?
Frank School Road, 3140 Frank School Road, 19945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And before we get started, I had a question for staff. I know you had said, I think you said it was 34.33 feet from the lot width requirement, and it looks like we're the applicant's proposing to carve out a lot on Frankfurt School Road, and it looks like there's another road, another kind of frontage on another part. When this is carved out, will that need a variance for that other piece as well?
I don't think so, because there's a 50-foot right-of-way noted on our paper map. I think it took a lot of looking into that before we got out here tonight, but I think that there was some potential subdivision that was happening that created the 50-foot access.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we didn't need another.
Yeah, I saw that.
The second part of that. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and present your case, sir.
Yes. Excuse me if I get a little mixed up some, you know, medicine or whatever.
You're fine.
Don't worry. You're fine. You should saw me my first time as chairman. It's pretty good.
you look good. I'm here about because my parents, they had a farm. It was 23 acres or whatever it was, and the family that's alive, it was left to us, and they got it up for sale. I never had my part put in my name because I kind of went through something bad in my past. So everybody wants to sell the property. Can't sell until I get it put in my name. That's what I'm here for. I've been there for quite a time. I've never had any problem with a neighbor beside me, Fernando, can't even think of his last name, and Michelle Cannon, that's in back of me. And it used to be a sister beside me, but now Fernando owns both sides. I've never had any problems with them or anything like that. I told them, you know, about this hearing. I don't know if they're here or not. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. Questions?
So you're living on the lot that we're discussing tonight?
Yes, okay. My parents.
Right. So in order to sell the rest of it, then you need to be able to have yours.
In trouble with the family. get it in mind.
The shape of the lot and the way other pieces of property have been taken off, was that all done when your mother owned it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's since changed ownership. It's you're the heirs now.
You own it
before she owned it. Is that correct? Or who owned it before?
No, my mother and father owned it the whole time. I never owned it.
Right.
That's what I'm here for, to get it in my name.
And they passed? And
they passed. But
yes.
So to settle the estate.
So you and your siblings now own it because they passed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's all the questions I have.
Now, is it going to be subdivided, or is it the whole parcel going to be sold?
No, the whole parcel is going to be sold.
Okay.
That I know of. Yeah.
Understand.
There's a survey that should be here about what's going on.
Yes, I believe we got it.
And I'm not trying to, build anything on it and whatnot because of. I ended up cancer a few years ago, so as far as financially, no way. It's going to stay like it is.
The 50-foot
right-of-way that you guys were talking about, what is that, a road beside me or something, or what?
I think the issue that came up, Mr. Harmon, was when we look at the, you see the aerial there?
Yes.
The one area, the kind of, we'll call them fingers, the one finger that comes down, you will need a variance for.
Yes.
And then, I think that's the one over there where the arrow is, I think it's the area we're talking about, right?
Yes.
And there's a home on that one. And then the other one is the one that is the access, I believe that's more, make sure I have them inverted, right, Ms. Norwood?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Make sure I got them right here. That, where the arrow is, that's the other one with the 50-foot, right? Okay. So what I was asking about before was you've applied for variance for a lot width, which means that whenever we do a subdivision, a lot width needs to be at least 150 feet. But there are, you know, you can apply for variance, which is what you've done. Both of those kind of fingers exist in their current state. There's not a change to the actually the road access. But by carving out the one parcel, that 1 acre parcel, you'll need a lot width variance for that one. But the other one, because it has a 50-foot access to kind of the remaining lands, there's not a variance needed there per staff. That's what we were talking about.
All right,
so.
Thank you.
Will you continue to live there?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, anything?
Just looking at this, those, and just to be clear, that this, there's no change at all proposed to the lot frontage.
No.
And it looks like your prop, the proposed lot here that's got about an acre, it looks like it's got some tax ditches or some ditches
it's
on it.
I guess that's a tax ditch. In back of me, it's in back of me, a ditch that goes across the property in back.
So does that kind of naturally create a kind of segregate this property from the remaining parcel? That ditch
no,
being there?
No, it's not on the line.
Okay.
Property that's going to be sold. It comes in maybe about 50 foot, I guess.
Okay.
From the property that's going to be sold. That's where that ditch goes through.
Okay. All right. And I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Shut up.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12739 for Mr. Terry Harmon?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12739 for Mr. Terry Harmon and entertain a motion.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12739 for the requested variance. I find that the property has unique physical conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.